This is the Afternoon Brief on Hi FM with Michael McKenna.
Why speaking out against corruption matters. Well, corruption is one of those issues that every South African can identify, complain about, and feel the effects of. We see it in unfinished housing projects, broken infrastructure, failing services, and opportunities that never materialize despite millions, sometimes billions of rand being allocated to them. But while corruption affects everyone, many people still feel powerless to do anything about it. Now that's where a bold new campaign called Impempe is Not Impimpi comes into play. Now this campaign, launched by Corruption Watch alongside partners from the media, exposes the devastating impact of corruption and encourages South Africans to become active participants in the fight of accountability. Now one of the most striking features is the Impempe bus tour, which will take people directly to the sites where corruption has left its mark. Unfinished projects, failed developments in places where public trust has been betrayed. Well, joining us now to discuss the campaign, we welcome Lebogang Ramafoko. Lebogang is the Executive Director of Corruption Watch. Just a bit of background, Lebogang is a respected social justice leader, also a feminist and governance advocate, and has spent more than three decades championing human rights, accountability and equity in South Africa. Lebogang, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Afternoon Brief.
Thank you so much, and thanks for your kind introduction.
I hope I got everything right, Lebogang. I'm sure it meets with your approval.
You
thanks for confirming. Impempe is not impimpi. That's a powerful phrase. Now, why was this name chosen, and what message are you hoping it sends to South Africans?
You know, we have a culture in South Africa, particularly during apartheid, that all of those who spoke out were called impimpi, a snitch. And we went through a terrible period where people who may have spoken out, you know, would even be necklaced, if you remember that.
Yes.
And when you ask people what it is that, why are you necklacing person X, it would be no impimpi, you know, it's a sellout, you know. And sellouts in our post-democracy dispensation, it's all of those people who are stealing money from the state, the Kat Matlalas, the Brian Mokgotsis, and all of those that have been fingered and arrested, whether they are within the police, whether they are in the state, or whether they are the ones who even murdered, you know, a number of whistleblowers. And right now we want to encourage whistleblowing, because all of us have a potential of seeing something wrong. It could start with being stopped at a traffic light and being asked, give me money for cold drink. That is why part of our campaign and even our invitations was a coli bottle, you know, to be saying,
right.
The whole issue is not far-fetched of corruption, but corruption doesn't only steal money, it steals lives, but it steals futures, you know. If people cannot get an education, that will make them employable because somebody else has stolen, you ought to speak out about it. And for us, Impempe is like blow the whistle. And interestingly, our logo is also the logo of a whistle to say, this is what we need. Our tagline is, they won't kill us all. You know, meaning that, you know, we are not going to be intimidated by those who will even kill whistleblowers. We are not making lightly of the plight of whistleblowers. So part of it is also making sure that there is proper protection of whistleblowers. But we want to make the community, particularly young people, aware of the fact that the only thing that is going to save this country is this country's citizens. If you are in a school and there is obscure systems of procurement, you don't know who's supplying the uniforms, you don't know who got hired and how, and there are rumors, speak out, shaya impempe. You are not impimpi, ushaya impempe. You are not a snitch. You are blowing the whistle to save our democracy. So we are changing and turning what in the past was like, yo, it's not my business, you know, I don't want to be an impimpi, to say no. In our context, you are not impimpi, you are an impempe, you are a whistleblower.
Okay, so I'm curious about we're all curious about the Impempe bus tour itself. Now, how will this now change public understanding in a way reports or campaigns alone cannot?
So the honesty bus comes and is linked to our belief that reporting alone is not enough. What we need to do is to exert, you know, long-lasting pressure on different cases. For an example, in the media, there will be today, you know, a report on certain amounts of corruption. But do South Africans even know where it was? Like, have South Africans, including international guests, gone to Tembisa Hospital, see Tembisa Hospital, and while in the tour, understand, we call it the honesty bus, because we are not going to show people Sandton, and we are not going to show people the glitz and the glamour, but we are also going to show people the sacrifices that whistleblowers, you know, have had to, some of them, in the case of Babita, dying for exposing corruption. And we want young people, we want people who are interested in cleaning out this country, retaining governance, to go out and say, this was meant to be a stadium. Look at this. Look at these two poles. We spent 15 million here. Because I think when as a society you get reports, in fact, it's not year after year. I'm making a grievous mistake. Day after day, you know, when you can go and drive in communities and show young people on drugs and juxtapose it with that guy who was with Netcare, who was basically flagging his face for air with money. And you say, this is the result. What you saw there, this is what has happened. This is what is happening to our young people. I think right now South Africa is angry. The anger seems to be directed at immigrants who themselves have had their own countries collapse due to suppression of rights, due to corruption. We need to take and start focusing on what are the causes. A corrupt country where money meant for hospitals is buying skinny jeans is not going to give you quality health care. Even if the policy is correct, you know, a municipality that takes money that's supposed to build a stadium, recreational facilities for youth. And these tours are tours that we want people to then be able to demand justice, because we are not having ordinary citizens enough in the numbers to demand justice. We want to build back to what we did with apartheid. We want to build back to what we did with HIV. Corruption has become the new pandemic. Is the new pandemic right now, and we need all of society. In fact, when a traffic cop stops you, they need to be asking themselves, am I stopping an imbembe who is going to say, I am going to report you because you asked me for money for cold drink, you know? Yes.
Lebokang, okay, so a few questions coming through from our listeners. The first question reads, well, says, hi, Lebokang. Interesting to know about this campaign, but now the question is, how do you then ensure that this campaign goes beyond awareness and leads to actual enforcement?
I'm liking that, because I think part of our keynote speaker yesterday was the deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions. And we are also going to get into partnership with the SIU. It's important that our reports, where, for an example, in 2025, we've had 2,222 reports, we take that as intelligence to the SIU and the NDPP to basically say to them, these are sectors that needs an investigation. It's important, and we had a panel, and we were talking about how the law can be used to really put pressure and start suing certain offices, you know, practical steps like suing the office of the premier for sometimes even monies that have been returned or tenders that had not been, you know, awarded properly, and therefore services were not there. So we are going beyond, you know, the awareness. And I want to say, this is not a public awareness campaign. It is a public mobilization campaign. The public is aware of corruption. The public is yet to stand up and say, what are we doing about corruption? So it is more of a public mobilization. But we want to mobilize the public in order to shift social norms, in order to make it a cool thing to speak out against corruption. Hence the campaign is the Impempe thingy. But we also want to have an informed and educated community about what is the information. If you are sitting in an area and there is no water, or there is, you know, whatever the problem is, what are the questions you can ask your counselors? And if you don't get satisfaction, what it is that you are going to do? This campaign is beyond what Corruption Watch can do on its own. This is a campaign where we are inviting community organizations, churches, mosques, whoever is there and sick and tired of the corruption in this country, we are saying, be an impempe, join our campaign.
Lebogang, the other question that came through, it reads, what protection still needs strengthening for whistleblowers on the ground?
So first and foremost, when you are a whistleblower, your confidentiality is very important. And what has happened in many cases where a whistleblower has blown the whistle is that they will then, what we call retaliation. So an employer could then charge you, you know, for insubordination, for poor performance. And once they have done that, you then have to fight the system, in the labor system, CCMA. And you know, if you work for a municipality and you've blown the whistle on some financial irregularity and they fire you, they've got money for days while you are sitting at home using the money for your children to fight them in court. So you want to make sure that retaliation becomes an offense. So nobody who has blown the whistle must be suspended or removed from a job. The second thing is immediate relief for the whistleblower. The legal recourse in South Africa is very expensive, and we want to make sure that when you are a whistleblower and you know your case is legitimate as a whistleblower, you are able to get the legal support that you need. We also want to make a protection of whistleblowers beyond the employer-employee relationship, you know.
Sure.
In other instances, what has happened is that whistleblowers who have probably used, let's say, the minutes of a meeting to show that there was corruption, they would then be charged by, let's say, sharing confidential information. So we want those protections. We want to make sure that whistleblowers who are not in an employer-employee relationship, you know, somebody who has been pressured to inflate prices, etc., is able to blow the whistle and get those protections. But the protection of whistleblowers is also going to be a possible when, particularly around procurement, where procurement information is public, where the public, again, it comes to all of us as South Africans, when the public or as citizens, the public themselves can evaluate very simply what was budgeted, what were the tenders, who applied, who was given the tender, and are able to also say, you gave a tender for 500 million to build a stadium. We've looked at that stadium. We want further investigation on whether or not the stadium owes 500 million. The kind of corruption that we see at community level is because information is hidden from the public, and it is the public is seen as troublemakers.
Sure.
If individuals or organizations ask for that information.
Lebogang, I wish we had more time just to unpack this a bit further, but we're going to have to leave it there. And I must thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Lebogang Ramafoko, Executive Director of Corruption Watch, discussing the new Impempe is not Impimpi campaign and the urgent need to challenge corruption wherever it occurs. Perhaps the campaign's most important message is this, from what we've gathered. Speaking out against corruption doesn't make you an informer. It makes you a citizen who cares about the future of the country. Once again, Lebogang, thank you so much for joining us on today's show and for the important work that Corruption Watch continues to do. That conversation and any conversation we've had on today's show. Your predictions, Bafana Bafana, going forward into the next round of the World Cup. Who are the favorites for this competition? Let's continue those conversations on WhatsApp 061-895-1019. Have you ever witnessed corruption but felt unable to report it? Do you think whistleblowers in the country are properly protected? What do you think? Would a tour of corruption sites actually change how seriously people take the issue? And let me just ask you one more question. What do you think is the biggest barrier to stopping corruption in your community?